It's time for This Week in the Lakeville Journal. And if I have everything set up all right, we have a trio of people in the middle studio. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning.
And you have with you Anne back from her day off.
Her glamorous trip to the city.
Thank you.
It's nice to have you back.
Good morning.
And we have a brand new guest in the studio.
With a tie. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, yeah. I'm Matt Holderman. I'm a new intern with the Lakeville Journal this summer, going in on my third day now.
And you're wearing a tie because you want to compete with Patrick Sullivan for dressing, right?
For attire.
He came in on his first day and looked so natty and had a tie and loafers on, and Patrick said, uh-oh. Okay, man, you're one of us.
That's right. But you know what's even more amazing?
What?
Matt is a cat whisperer, and FM, who is usually hugely standoffish with humans.
Yes.
Has attached himself so much so that he forewent his meal.
I said, Jill's feeding the cat. Go in and say hello. But she'll say, don't come in. I'm feeding the cat.
But FM never goes up to somebody the first time.
FM never goes up to humans.
Never, ever, ever. Never the first time.
That was one of the first things in his interview yesterday, on his first day. He was like, and by the way, I love cats.
Oh, that's
you know
great.
What I really like? I like cats.
Thank
cats.
God.
Yes, but sometimes cats don't love people.
The human. And actually, our intern last summer ended up being your cat sitter, I believe.
All right.
Cat carrier.
Yeah.
Well, let's stop being catty and let's get over to, of course, the boss.
Yeah.
Good morning there. How are you?
Good. Good morning. I wish I could see this. You guys should take a picture of the cat with Matt.
He took a movie because he's modern.
That's right.
It's winding its way to Facebook already.
All right. Well, we can start off. And the real good news that's on the front page is, with some exception, Gear has kept their tax-exempt status.
And what's interesting about this story is that everybody thinks it's good news. So if Gear had lost its tax-exempt status, it would have meant possibly a couple $100,000 of income for the town of North Canaan, and yet everybody, with very few exceptions, really felt that Gear should be allowed to keep its tax exempt status.
Well, here's the reason why. They would have had more money, okay? But after a year or two, when Gear went out of business, they would have had nothing.
Except exactly. The large piece of property sitting in foreclosure. It's the Winstead model, and it's so exciting to see Winstead. All those buildings that are being sort of bought up by the town and then flipped over and turned over to businesses, that's what we don't want to see happening in
the
our town.
The town rightfully and the Board of Assessment Appeals, they took the long view, which is...
Or even slightly longer.
Which is what they should do.
Which is necessary, yes.
And it's funny, one of the things we learned here very early, that when you purchase a car for a nonprofit corporation, you have to notify the tax person in that town right away. Otherwise, you pay tax on it.
Yes, which they had not been doing.
Yeah.
And hadn't been paying taxes and hadn't notified. So Kevin O'Connell from Gear said, you know what, we've realized a lot of it's like a good relationship talk. They've realized that they both needed to do more on both sides.
Yeah, it worked out okay. All right. And with that being said, I want to slide over to Winstead with the plan to consolidate the 12 community colleges is not really gelled yet.
And, of course, it's not just Winstead. It's really our entire state and our region. And so there was a plan to consolidate them, make one more efficient. And of course, you know, here we have Region 1 where the administration is shared. And I would say that's always challenging to have one shared administration for the very different schools in the very different towns. And the College Accreditation Association kind of said, we don't think that we're seeing problems with that. We don't want you to do that. So the initial response was, oh my God, the plan is over. With a little bit of time when Shaw did his interview, they were kind of saying, it's not over. We're just saying this particular plan isn't going to work. So we'll hope that we'll see something productive come out.
All right. And referendum results, by the way, are online at tricordernews.com. They have the results online there. And it's funny when you look at those results, 54% to 46%, it's almost identical to last year.
Yeah.
It really is pretty amazing when you look at it. And, you know, Janet, speaking to someone like yourself, you can look at the long view. You take a look at the split that's in the country, and then you take a look at the split that's in Region 1, and they both never seem to go away.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and, this is how it goes every year with our budgets. And there was a pretty good turnout. Last year's split was even a little bit tighter. I think it won by 52%. So.
Yeah.
It was perhaps surprising, but I think that certainly all those people who wanted to make a point about the program and the performance of the superintendent should, you know, get out there to meetings and make their point through the system, and you know, don't let things drop just because the budget was approved.
That's exactly right. Were you at this, the big power-up? Don't you normally go to that, Cynthia?
Always. Those are my pictures. I got there Sunday. There was so much going on this weekend, so I was busy all day Saturday. I went on Sunday at around noon, and it was kind of rainy and damp, and pretty much everybody had closed up. But, you know, you only need a couple of really adorable children for a Lakeville Journal photo. So I still had fun. But the Antique Machinery Association, their steam-powered machines, the big ones in the barns, are there all summer, as is the Eric Sloan Museum, which is doing a project right now. They're building a cabin, and they're looking for volunteers. So we'll do a story on that in the next couple of weeks. But the big event, of course, is the fall power down in September.
And a horse out of Pine Plains, trained by Todd Pletcher, finished third in the Kentucky Derby.
That's right. And Tom Jensen actually wrote this for Ann Day for Compass, and I swiped it from her. He was bred at a farm, Berkshire Stud in Pine Plains, which is a historic property. The Berkshire Stud is not a historic property. It's from, I guess it was 15, 20 years old. But the property it's on is one of the original notable properties in that area.
All right. A real sad story that developed last weekend in between Sharon and Kent, and that was the death of a local Salisbury resident.
Right. And in fact, it's one of these classic sad stories in this area where we know every single person involved in both cars. Three young women in a car coming, heading south from Kent. My daughter's favorite high school teacher heading north on Skiff Mountain Road. Very windy. Every single person I've spoken to about the road says, that's the worst road. People go flying around those curves. It's blind curves and there's no center line marked. And it's hilly. So at high rate of speed, the two cars collided. Katie's teacher got shoved into the back seat of the car, according to the EMTs I spoke to. And, of course, one of the young women in the car was thrown and died. And, of course, we all send our condolences to George Silvernail and the family. And it's very hard. And today's the funeral.
And Salisbury Bank and Trust does have a bank account that's set up for people to contribute to help the funeral expenses. Now, this is going to sound strange, but this is the great thing about it when you live in a small town. The transfer station will have shortened hours on the day of the funeral because everybody knows everybody, and they want to go to the funeral.
And it's Friday at 11. The information is online and also in the obituaries page at the Lake.
So just make your plans on Friday if you're going to go to the transfer station. Do it between 8 and 10.
Yes.
8 and 10. All right. We will move on from that to Tim Abbott in Nature's Notebook. Why so many vultures in North Canaan?
And especially they all hang around the playground at the school, which is very, very
looking
disturbing.
For the kids.
Well, I know. and one has to think, well, maybe the kids are dropping lots of food as they're playing. There's an interesting little short story on A2, which is about the part-time assistant secretary in Norfolk who was convicted of embezzling quite a bit of money from an elderly person who was in her care, and they're keeping her on the town payroll. She was convicted and sentenced to 8 years, but it was suspended. She has 5 years probation, so she will keep her job at town hall.
All right. We will move on to page A3, and lots of color there, too, first of all. Grapes Raise Fund for the Land Trust, another one of those
really big, fun party. And I think half the staff from the Lakeville Journal was down there on Saturday. We had a really good time. And a new shop called Get Back, we all went in there too, industrial furniture. But a big fundraiser, very crowded, food from 109 Cheese and Wine. The great Ira Smith, of course, organized all of his vendors, snapped them into place. And he had, I think, a dozen tables from different vendors offering samples. And people bought cases, and a percentage of the money went to Land Trust.
All right, then underneath that, the British theme party is coming to Falls Village.
They're taking one of those cute little English telephone booths that you always see when you're watching like Midsummer Murders or something, and they're making it into a library because, of course, so many Appalachian trail hikers go through our area. Many of them go through Falls Village. But, you know, it's summertime, and how fun to just be able to walk into town and see what everybody else is reading, and you can leave a couple paperbacks and maybe take one out. And it's going to be opening party May 19th, the day of the royal wedding. And there's going to be little English tea cakes and snacks.
And out of Mark Hampstead Shaw with Learning to Love the Planet.
Yes, actually, we held this over. So it was the Earth Day celebration in Mark Hampstead. They had birds. They had workshops. It was all great.
All right. I want to go on. Some nice pictures. I like the Bach to Blues at Kent Center School pictures.
Yeah, Lance Christensen, fantastic. Of course, very hard to shoot a student concert unless you're somebody like Lance Christensen or Dennis Fallon. We've had great photos from him. They have those great cameras. They aren't shy to get up close. And just the kid with the trumpet, what a great face.
And I think it's great we publicize this, and that is Standard Space, very rapidly becoming a nice part of the community. They had a nice show of the Region 1 Middle School Art.
Which is, that's a big show, and Standard Space is a fairly small space. Yeah. It's right down the street here in Sharon, and Theo Colombe is the owner, and I have not met a single person who doesn't love Theo. He's just the friendliest, nicest guy. And I don't know how he ended up showing, this used to be a show that would be at the Interlaken, and quite big, and the show is still up. You can still go see the work. He's displayed it in a really beautiful way, and I believe he's open most Saturdays for his own shows, and it's really a gallery worth going to.
All right, Stephanie Rafferty is the voice of Kent now. She is the Region 1 representative.
Very interesting what's going on with that Kent Board of Ed right now at a time
very independent.
When, yeah, very independent and really kind of, you know, the rebel force really fighting back and saying. And so apparently they're interviewing candidates for the Kent principal mm-hmm. on Monday and Tuesday. And this Kent Board has really said very strongly, we're going to decide who is going to be our principal, and the central office is not going to tell us, although, of course, the central office will participate in that process. Stephanie Raftery, so Jonathan Moore had resigned, had a lot of pushback from the community, and they've chosen Stephanie Raftery, who is promising to really learn about the towns, the boards, what people want, which is good for her.
All right, Kent Park and Recreation holding an in-person registration for Camp Kent.
That's right. It's that time of year, thinking about summer camp. They have a nice camp there.
All right. Mr. Housatonic this year was pretty amazing. They have two Mr. Housatonics. We actually had the video clip of the guy who was great singing about the marking and to There Is a House in New Orleans. They call the rising sun. It was just amazing. Every year that Mr. Housatonic amazes me.
Matt, do you want to talk about Mr. Housatonic at all? Do you have any thoughts you want to share on it?
Well, it's just a great show every year. It's the few times that I went, it's so entertaining, so hilarious. Always the contestants are great, and I actually was a good friend of this year's winner.
Oh.
I'd like to send my congrats to him, Masil Malem. I didn't get a chance to see the show, but I heard a lot about it, and it was fantastic. The Saucy Seven, they put on a great performance.
Gotta love it.
All right. Planting the roots of environmentalism in North Canaan.
Tom Zetterstrom, the amazing, the formidable Mr. Tree, and of course has built this beautiful arboretum around Town Hall and North Canaan Elementary School. And this year they got he's called a black sorghum sweet something. But another alligator bark sweet gum tree. A nice little ceremony. The kids came out. They sing songs. They read poems. It's a very nice ceremony.
And the AFS students, the three AFS students are...
That's right. And they spoke at the Exchange Club, which always does really interesting talks on Tuesday nights at GEAR. And the three students gave their report. Patrick Sullivan did a little interview with them.
All right. And I want to move on because you've got a picture there of what went on at GEAR Village. They always put on along the Exchange Club and the Rotary Club every year put on a great party. And over in New York State, also at Maplebrook School at Delmar Hall, there's two amazing Kentucky Derby parties that go on every year.
Janet, do you want to talk
about that? Sure, there are. And, the Millerton News has a front page beautiful photo of Kathy Fazone, who has a very colorful and floral hat at Maplebrook, and they have an art show that goes in conjunction, always very well attended. That art show is still up over there, so go over and have a look. And at GEAR, it's the Salisbury Rotary Club and the Canaan Exchange Club who joined forces to put together a Kentucky Derby party that really is a lot of fun, too, and they have a silent auction and a live auction, and lots of people attend, and lots of people wear all kinds of hats. And take a look at the hat that won. It's Gina Terwilliger of North Canaan. I can't even describe it. You'll have to see for yourself. And just amazing. It's a lot of fun.
All right. Below that story, the Falls Village budget vote coming up May 22nd.
Budget, budget, budget. This whole issue's got a ton of budgets. Everybody's moving pretty in an orderly fashion forward. And, of course, for all the towns, it's a relief that the the Region 1 budget is passed because it makes it a little bit easier for them to move forward with their own budget votes.
All right. The Holly House could be housing.
Not Holly House, but the Holly Block, yeah, which is an empty parking lot across the street from the Holly Williams Historic House Museum, which is now a private residence. But nice to get a few more apartment buildings, especially if they can do some maintenance on them.
All right. We'll go to Ankrumdale because they're having their 12th annual Ann Pig Roast there.
That's right. It's my friend Murdoch Morrison and his lovely wife, Annie Wallman-Jones, who has that nice little dress shop in Millerton inside the glass blowing factory. And they do a big fundraiser every year. This has turned out to be quite the social event. And they do a pig roast. And Job from The Farmer's Wife does the cooking. It's fantastic food. And they always have baby kittens there. And you can pet them and maybe adopt them. And they help fund summer camp scholarships for kids and give funding to other worthy nonprofits.
And we have the Hope for Unity and the National Day of Prayer story by Patrick Sullivan.
And I think several of the towns in the area do National Day of Prayer things. I know that Salisbury does. I know that North Canaan does. Usually Cornwall does. But it's a moment when everybody kind of stands up and says, hey, we all need to work together. This is a rough time in the world.
All right. And the story to end all stories in West Cornwall after Labor Day, the covered bridge will close for 30 days.
30 days. That's a long time. And it's not
going to
be
shorter because they built in incentives to do it shorter. Remember, they got that bridge done. Remember the bridge that washed out?
Cornwall's good. Cornwall's good. And that's, of course, a very important bridge that we all use to get back and forth for all of the things that we do, especially for Lakeville Journal reporters to go to meetings. But it will be one of those things, like when they closed the Iron Bridge in Falls Village, we'll all have to be a little inventive and think ahead and just remember to take an alternate route.
And you know, it's summertime when the Caddyshack opens up.
Matt, what did we do for lunch yesterday?
Well, yesterday we did the, I guess, intern tradition. We went to the Caddyshack and got a couple of hot dogs and corn dogs with
really good
fries on the side.
Yeah. Next up, ice cream.
All right, nice story on the American Mural Project with that huge roof going up. It's amazing.
You know, I drive through Winsett all the time. I had never seen the American Mural Project until I went to the Whiting Mills for the Open Studio, which was a super fun event also, let me say. And when you drive in there, there's the American Mural Project on your right, and you're like, holy smokes, look at that roof on it. It's incredible what she's done. So that's Ellen Griesdick, who's a Sharon resident. And I would have to say, I didn't fully appreciate what's going on there until I saw that roof. You just have to look at it and go, something very special is happening there. And of course, what Ellen is doing is she's building, I think, the largest indoor art project, and has students from all over America coming in and taking part. And it's a giant, you know, and Winsett, of course, is a real industrial town. It's a giant, it's a Valentine to American workers and the things they've done.
All right. Now, these efforts in Kent to fight addiction,
which, of course, is important. So they've got Birch Hill, which is going through the hearing process, and they had the original hearing in April. It was continued. The second planned hearing was canceled, so the next one is coming up May 10th. But also a conversation about Narcan. It used to be that we were trying to get, you know, AED, the defibrillators here in all of our town halls. But now all of these town halls are starting to have Narcan in case anybody comes in or is in the area and has an overdose, and they're training people to use it properly.
All right, I want to move on to the sports page because the Sharon Classic had over 250 runners and walkers this year.
Nice day for it.
Amazing.
Good weather. They missed the rain and the chill by one day. And the first finisher male was from New Haven. The first finisher female is a Yale student. And I wondered if they came together, but we'll never know the answer to that, I guess. But also very important, it was dedicated to the memory of Dr. Evan Rashkoff, who died unexpectedly last year.
All right. I want to go to the editorial. Gear is on a new path. Janet, it's yours.
That's right. Cynthia has a good long story explaining all the ins and outs of what happened with the decision and how there will be, a small amount of tax paid to the town on a couple of parts of what Gear owns. But in the main, it's not for profit still. And, I think part of the lesson learned from both sides is better communication between the town and Gear and Gear and the town. And we only wish them well going forward.
And the emissions program.
Right. This is something we often overlook. I think we just sort of take it for granted in Connecticut, our emissions program. But as we went through all these Earth Day celebrations and commemorations, we need to remember that Connecticut is doing its part by keeping our emissions under control. And we talk about how important that is and why.
All right. Now, I'm looking at you turning back the pages, and a dark day in history happened 25 years ago on that's May 1993. That's when Stan and Ira took over WKZ.
Right, and there you are now in their building. That's right.
And here
the
I am.
Town's building, actually.
Enjoying all the upgrades they put in the building.
Yes, exactly.
But anyways, yes.
The wallpaper was a really good thing.
Really, one of the first things I always look at is that turning back the pages, because it's 65 now.
Now you know all those things that happened.
I need that jog of my memory.
it's true, yeah. Yeah, we learn about our area in a whole new way, so be sure to read Norma's column, Turning Back the Pages.
And you got lots of letters and then some other columns in the Viewpoint section.
That's right. We do have lots of letters. Read them all. They're all fascinating, all different topics. And we have when it was called Treason, Not Collusion by Dick Hollis, if you ask me. And Varujan Frangian writes about humanizing the stereotype.
And the great thing about having time after the budget vote, no letters about the budget. Okay.
Well, that's right. Well, unless there's afterthoughts, we welcome those as well.
Okay. And I, the health page, I want to go there right now.
Very quickly, Patrick went to a service dog event at Scoville Memorial Library, the cutest photo of all time. And it's a very, very funny story from Patrick in his deadpan way. Also a story about stroke, which strokes are more complex. We know more about them. Patrick explains it in his article. Anne will tell you about a story she has on dandelions, and we did a story, because of course we all have tons of dandelions now, about how you can eat them. But the most important story really is there's this movement in America for people to not get rabies shots for their dogs. And so I did interview somebody from the Veterinary Association saying, really, your dog's not going to get autism, but you really need to get that rabies shot.
That's stupid.
That's problematic.
Problematic, exactly.
Now, I want to move on to Compass.
Please.
Because I interviewed Michael Berkeley, but Eve Van Sickle is a good friend of ours, and she was in...
love Eve.
She was in the full month.
She still is.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that's the picture on the front page.
That's right.
She's the best.
Well, yes, she's the only one missing from the picture on the front page. I have to say that I was hoping for a little more skin, but the publicity department from the Full Monty did not send me any of the photographs of the men in the Full Monty. And I was hoping for a little bit more flesh here.
But
because Cynthia and I
Cynthia
and I had the pleasure of seeing the cast of the Full Monty at the Arctic Plunge in Winsted, and we saw all of these men you're seeing in police uniforms. We saw them all in their red G-strings.
We're still scarred by it.
Yes, it was quite a thing. Anyway, we have a nice review of the Full Monty, which if you rush, you can get tickets for this weekend. This is the last weekend. But we have C.B. Wismar, who really, really enjoyed it, and he said it was a terrific show, much more substance to it than just a strip show. And then we have Lend Me a Tenor, which will be at the theater in Copate. We have a lot of theater right now, and we will continue to have a lot of theater this summer, because there are all these small but good theaters all over the Columbia County, Dutchess County, Litchfield County, and then in the Berkshires. But there's a performance of Lend Me a Tenor is May 18th, 19th, and 20th, and then May 25th, 26th, and 27th. Then I'm talking really fast because I know we only have a minute or two. We have a wonderful story about dandelions, which all of us have been told we should mow our dandelions and have a dandelion-free lawn. But actually, this writer, Cynthia Kling, has re-examined the issue and decided that not only are dandelions pretty in the lawn, they're useful, and bees like them, so we want to, I don't know about you, but I want to take care of the bees because they're really in danger right now. So, bees like them. We can use them in salads, and there are lots of good things about dandelions. Then we have two movie reviews. We have Leon Graham writing about John Hamm in Beirut, saying this is really his first movie star role, and we're all wondering why he hasn't become a movie star sooner than this, because he really is such an old-fashioned, good-looking kind of 1940s movie star type, but hasn't ever really been cast that way. Then we have another review of Lean on Pete, which is a sad movie about a boy and a horse. And the review talks about the tradition of movies about teenagers and horses. And it's a beautifully written review, and you should read it and then decide if you want to see the movie. I thought it would make me a little too sad to see the movie. But anyway.
We have about 30 seconds for you.
Okay, then we have a great show at North Elm in Millerton, which is a furniture store, but they have a gallery wall. We have Kathy Wismar and James Woodruff, and they each are painters, but Kathy's also a potter, so there are some ceramic pieces, and then they do one painting that they painted together. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay, thanks, Marshall.
And I have to say,
more.
And I have to say that you can see more in the paper itself, but also if you see ads for the spring sing-along party, don't look at them. They're sold out.
Wow.
Housatonics were sold out. You can't get in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's a popular
bunch.
Good for them.